The Quest program was a five-month program of studying activities designed to help the five youth to know themselves better as religious persons and to understand fully the richness of our Unitarian Universalism, our Unitarian Universalist faith. The principal objectives was to provide each participant with more extensive opportunity to learn about Unitarian Universalism, its history and tradition, beliefs, our church's organization, the role of social responsibility, worship practices, and leadership. These youth were either entering or completing their 13th year of age, which is, you know, rites of passages in many, rites of passages in many faith organizations and traditions. During this program, they interacted with their Quest advisors, mentors, the minister, youth program coordinator, director of religious education, and their parents. The objectives were done in a variety of different activities. Group meetings, which were held twice a month for discussion to work on projects, social events, and service projects, like our soup fundraiser, which we raised over $500. Learning and service activities. Some activities were completed by the group as a whole, and some were done with an individual mentor. Meetings with one's mentor, service projects, participation in recognition in worship service like today, and Sunday mornings. The youth were expected to attend their regular Sunday middlers group and go to church, and then meet afterwards in their group meeting, which called for a long day. And they were expected to come to their Quester meeting on time. Most of the time they did. Most of the time the mentors did too. The fundraiser, like I said, raised over $500. We, as you saw, we went to the Zipline Park. That was Adventure Works. A friend of mine runs that. And we got to go for free. And we played laser tag, which wasn't all that expensive either. So we saved a bunch of money. So the Questers unanimously voted to donate the rest of the money to the playground fund. I love them. I love this church. There was no hesitation, none. So you're going to hear a little bit about their journey from the mentor and each mentor and each quester. We're going to start that now.
Good morning, I'm Judy St. George, and my questor is Blue Sterner, and it has been a pleasure having Blue as a questor. I don't think she realizes what a special young woman she is. She's very bright, just graduated from eighth grade from the gifted program at Old Donation School, and in the fall she'll attend the Global Studies World Languages Academy at Tallwood High School. Very selective. She's also very... she's also very creative and talkative and passionate and generally fun to be around. She's very goal-oriented. She has a lot of things she wants to accomplish in life, and I think she works hard to achieve her goals. She's a valued member of the CVU community and the world at large, and I wish her well in the future and look forward to watching her continue to grow and develop.
Hi, I'm Blue Sterner, as she said, and thank you for allowing me, oh, my bad. And thank you for letting me speak here today, and, well, again. I'm not going to say Quest was, like, life-changing or anything, because that'd be really cheesy. but I did gain several worthwhile things from it. I got a crash course of the history of our church, which is one of my favorite subjects, history and politics. I've learned a lot about just people in general. Most old people I met are kind of boring, but you know, this wasn't the case. And most importantly, I've become closer to the children my age here, which I sadly didn't. There wasn't a lot of back at the old church or just when I entered this building originally. So we're, community's been growing, so yay. I hope that I can remain friends with a lot of these people as I grow up. Thank you.
My essay topic was, what was being a quester mentor mean to me? People say you never stop learning. Back in February, when I turned 75 years old, I assumed my education was about over. Boy, was I wrong. Sally Daniels approached me with a request. Would I be a mentor for a young guy entering our CVU's quester program? She was persistent. And I got a special birthday present. This guy, Gabe. Dad, Gabe, and I exchanged texts, and I visited their home for supper. Dad, Darcy, and Gabriel came out to my house to meet Jerry, and we had a cookout. We're fortunate to have a large fenced yard, so Gabby was lucky to play with our American Eskimo husky, Snowy, named Snowy, and they could romp and chase each other for over an hour. Today, Gabe held the basket for the shells and stones, and he adjusted he wasn't told to do this. He adjusted the basket for, you know, big people and little people, and spoke to several. And even said, take your time. And this is the first time I was down there with him. And this is the first time I ever saw a child pick up a shell and listen to it. when he finishes here, he won the presidential award. He'll be going to, he's in the National Junior Honor Society, and he'll be in the science program at Norview High School in the fall. I treasure the dragon, the Chinese fire dragon Gabe drew for me, but more so for the opportunity to join with a family who is winning, and losing, struggling, and learning what it is young folks like them and old folks like me care about. When the time comes to make that choice, to do what is easy or what is right, I trust Gabe.
The thing I learned during Quest is about Makerspace. Makerspace is a place where you can make anything you want for a low price. Makerspace has a lot of equipment to help you create what you want to create.
Hi. I heard my grandson and my daughter singing A Million Dreams and the line, "We will live in a world that we design," kept poking at me, and I said, aha, let me see if I can get them to sing for the Quest service. Heading into Quest as a mentor, I figured would be easy peasy because I taught high school for years and years and years, and I'm old, and I thought I could step right in. Well, it turns out a mentor's position is not to be the sage on the stage, like I like to be in my classroom, and maybe never should have been. But I really tried to shuffle in and sit down and become a listener and a watcher and a reflector, which is hard for me because I keep thinking of amusing things that I want to say. Anyhow, trying to having Ellie become the talker, I think, was odd for her because teens are kind of expected to take notes and fill in their test questions and turn it in. So we went out to eat a few times, and we went to a concert with other old folks in Portsmouth, and we found out some parts about each other in the process. She shared about her busy family life. She has two energetic households to keep up with. She is in Maryland right now with one of them. And she showed me some of her art and told me about her writings. She's got a small novel percolating along in her. And it turns out, I was surprised by, art can be done on both paper and screens. And Ellie's flying fingers would swoop around, putting in bold lines and brilliant colors and creating imaginative beasts and characters, some of them for her novel. She could manage shadings and colors just showed up. Changes got made in a blink of an eye without having to use a white eraser and end up with those little slubs falling off on the floor. Whole new world. The dramatic images that emerged from her swift work showed a powerful mind whirring along behind her calm, shy smile. These kids may seem unconventional to some of us Medicare recipients. They they may have some odd ideas, some interesting ways of acting, but we are handing them a damaged world. And after our generation's custodianship of this planet, and Ellie is one of the folks, and Gabe, and Blue, and Jack, and all these, Shway, are going to help imagine. They're going to create the world. They design it, and we wish them luck. They're talented.
As you can expect, I'm not Ellie Lowe. She is in Maryland right now with her father and visiting with grandparents because wanted to make sure that she was up there for Father's Day up there and spent the week, so couldn't be here. I'll be her stunt double this week. But first, you know, her mother and I are very proud of her. As Karen mentioned, she just exudes caring, helpfulness, and a thoughtfulness that is always surprising in someone as young as she, with as few life experiences that she's had so far. But this is what she said about the Quest program. What I've learned from the Quest experience, I've learned a lot, actually, and I've had a lot of fun. I think the most important thing I've learned is that even if something looks scary, it doesn't mean it is scary, emphasis on is. When I was told I was going to be doing a meeting thing after church, I was fairly nervous. But now I've realized how fun it is, and I get to do more things with my friends and learn more. And she'll be heading off to Grassfield High, starting that in this fall, so thank you.
Thank you for sharing that.
Hi, I'm Kevin St. George, and I have truly been blessed to be the mentor for Jack O'Connell. Jack has reminded me that self-awareness, and more importantly, the courage to act on it, can come at an early age in life. At his age, our sons, and me before them, went along with our nominal Catholicism rather than rock our Irish Catholic family vote. Jack knew that his family's faith tradition didn't match his beliefs. And he went to his wonderful, supportive family, shared that with them, and has become the first Unitarian in his family. He is a nice, intelligent, thoughtful young man who will truly enrich our congregation and the wider world around him.
Sure how I can follow up after that. My name is Jack O'Connell, and I am a part of CVU's Quest program. I learned a few things while I was a part of this class, but one of the most important ones, in my opinion, was the history of the Unitarian Universalist Church in our area. The story of it is very interesting and has made me want to know more about our congregation. I hope to learn more about this as I become a bigger part of this community with my friends and mentors. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Pat Ives, and I'm happy to be Shuai's mentor. Shuai came from China to live in Virginia just 5 short years ago at the age of 10, with no grasp of the English language. Yet in our time together, she's shown me that there are many ways to communicate as she expands her vocabulary, and you'll find that out with the presentation she'll do in a minute. English words I would use to describe her are kind, thoughtful, curious, patient, energetic, compassionate, and joyful. One of my favorite Mary Oliver poems, Mysteries, Yes, ends with these words. Let me keep my distance always from those who think they have the answers. Let me keep company always with those who say, look, and laugh in astonishment and bow their heads. I have enjoyed keeping company with Shuai, and I look forward to continuing our friendship.
Hi, my name is Shuai. Happy Pride, everyone. This is my video story about Quest.